Mm. Well, the old saying is that old wake and no play makes Jack a dull boy at the same time. Back in those days, times were hard, money was scarce, jobs were scarce, and I had to wake. And it wasn't in the 16-hour load, it wasn't in the 8-hour load, it wasn't in the 40-hour work week. There was nothing to but we just had to work for it, that's all. Didn't have any Uncle Sam to give everybody a free meal ticket. Can you see over there?
Yes, sir. I was writing and I ran out of ink. Gotta get another pen. Would you, I guess you'd work sometimes 16 hours a day?
I work more than that. Mm-hmm. I've worked 18 and 20 hours a day. I didn't enjoy it, understand? Mm-hmm. But I had a job to take care of, and it was necessary that I worked sometimes, long hours.
Mm-hmm. What was the hardest job you ever had?
That's a good question. I really couldn't say, just because it all intertwined. Mm-hmm. Different departments of the business. Mm-hmm. Running linotype machine, making up the paper. All these different kind of things entered into the production of a daily newspaper. Mm-hmm. The paper here was established. The Thomasville Times, wait a minute now. The Thomasville Times, I think, was established in 1855. It's a weekly newspaper. The Southern Enterprise, another weekly newspaper, competitive, was established somewhere about 1873, if I remember correctly. Of course, I'm having to pull these figures out of the air. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm fairly accurate in them. And then in 1889, the two papers consolidated, and that's where it got the name Times Enterprise.
Did you ever travel?
Huh?
Did you ever travel?
No, not too much. Mm-hmm. Oh, I've been to different parts of the country. Mm-hmm. I've been out west, I've been to Canada, I've been all over Florida, Alabama, places like that. I've never been to Europe, anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever travel around very much in Georgia?
Oh yeah, I've been all over Georgia, numbers of times.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go to Macon. I had some friends working on the Macon Telegraph, Macon News. I used to go up there weekends sometimes. I had some friends there who were linotype operators, some who were newspaper reporters and such as that. On the old Macon. You know up there? Paid they call.
I don't think I do.
Well, his father, Pete and his uncle, W.T. owned the Macon Telegraph and News. Mm-hmm. And Peyton sold out here 2 years ago to the Knight Brothers.
Mm-hmm. After you were a news, how long were you a newspaper reporter? Did you do that for a long time?
Oh yeah, it just kind of fit in my job. I was really an advertising man. Mm-hmm. But I did report. When I found a story, I had to take care of it, see? Mm-hmm. We didn't have enough help to specialize in this and that.